This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The Western Illinois University Administration says it needs to cut $5 million in spending for the remainder of this fiscal year and another $21 million for next year. The plan is getting plenty of pushback, as Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger reports.
The administration says Western is coping with more than a decade of declining state financial support, which was exacerbated by the two-year state budget impasse. Public universities received little state money during the impasse, and funding remains below the level it was before the standoff. WIU has been making budget cuts for several years now, and during this month's Board of Trustees meeting, University President Jack Thomas said more are inevitable.
I remind our university community that reductions, reorganizations, and faculty, staff, and administrative personnel layoffs must still take place.
Dr. Thomas said higher education across the U.S. is undergoing a radical transformation, and Western must also make changes. He said Western is at a pivotal point in its more than century-long history. Administrators originally planned to announce budget cuts late next month, but after meeting with faculty leaders, they agreed to delay the announcement until the beginning of March. That will give Western time to learn what J.B. Pritzker proposes for higher education funding when he gives his first budget address as governor in February. Faculty Senate Chairperson Christopher Pines is glad an announcement on cuts is being delayed, but he criticized the overall messaging coming from the administration and Board of Trustees.
If you continue to tell people that we'll be stronger by cutting things, then they're going to let you cut things. They're going to decrease your funding. You need to say, we're not going to be stronger. By cutting programs, you weaken the university. You weaken offerings. Part of your job is to understand how to run the university. That requires understanding what you do and what we do. And if you think we're stronger when we cut, that's failure.
Pines was not alone in urging the administration and board to take a different path. Eight people addressed the board during its public comment period. Six of them focused on the cuts and their impact on the university community.
While we continue to be concerned about enrollment on campus and the budget, we've been devastated to see the low morale on campus at all levels. This used to be such a wonderful place to work.
The response to every crisis, real or perceived, has been to cut budgets, cut positions, pull back all consequential decision-making to Sherman Hall or close session meetings, and hire only internally and on an interim basis for leadership positions. This has stifled creativity and sapped morale.
I'm here mostly to urge you to put Tri-State's Public Radio at the table in those discussions this time as you go forward. That 100% cut that has been proposed is all people. It's all personnel dollars.
We heard from Paula Wise, who's with the group Retirees for Western, Mark Bernards, who teaches in Western School of Agriculture, and Dory Valillo, who's a former general manager of Tri-State's Public Radio. Even after hearing their comments and more, President Thomas reiterated that budget cuts are necessary.
The university is experiencing a critical budget deficit. Reductions are being considered regardless of funding source, and everything remains on the table.
Thomas said the depth of the cuts will depend on state funding and student enrollment. But he also said Western cannot simply reduce its way out of its financial challenges. He said Western is working to develop initiatives to increase student enrollment, retention, and graduation rates. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.